rationalism, atticism, is really what creates a kind of anti-Judaic force operating in the world, leading to defection and indifference. And we might add, and it's really hard to say whether Luzzatto had lived long enough to appreciate this, we might add that the growing anti-Semitism, which is really the subject of our next lectures, the change of course, the openness that had characterized the first part of the 19th century with respect to letting the Jews in, will now turn to a closure and turn to a reaction after 1848. And with the rise of anti-Semitism, political parties of anti-Semitism, slogans, a culture, the Dreyfus trial in France, and the pogroms of 1881, 1882, we'll come back to these dates later on in the course. Clearly, that was beyond the time that Luzzatto lived, but almost prophetically, he is quite aware that ultimately rationalism leads to totalitarianism. There is indeed a theory out there, not too well accepted, that there is a connection between the Enlightenment and the kind of anti-Semitic racism, all of these particular negative movements that emerged by the end of the 19th century. Is there a relationship between the two? Clearly, Luzzatto, positioning himself as a Jew living among a minority in Italy, clearly saw all of these forces directing themselves against Jews and Judaism and ultimately undermining the spirit of Judaism and ultimately undermining the spirit of Western culture. For Luzzatto, the strongest criticism within Jewish culture was to be leveled, and I'm sure you could figure this out by now, Moses Maimonides on the one hand and Benedict Spinoza on the other, who had overemphasized the intellectual perfection of human beings over their moral perfection. You recall that Maimonides believed that the highest Jew, the Jew who was to enter the palace of the king, which of course was a metaphor for God, for the palace of God, was not necessarily the moral one. I mean, morality was a part of it. Morality would lead as the first step. But those who were to talk to God, who were entering the chamber of the Holy of Holies, were philosophers. Ultimately, Moses was the great philosopher, as we had already said. And therefore, ultimately, there is a kind of elitism which is grounded in rationalism. If you're smart, if you're a philosopher, if you're rational, then you are the most spiritual religious person. Horrendous idea for Luzzatto. Horrendous idea. Every person is of equal worth. The issue is not your mind and your intellectual elitism. It has to do with your morality, your sense of pity, your concern for other human beings. This is anti-Jewish. Maimonides, already in the 12th century, had destroyed Judaism. And the ultimate culmination of Maimonides is none other than Benedict Spinoza. Spinoza, of course, had attacked Maimonides for his own reasons, as we saw. But Spinoza is the final culmination of a process that begins with Maimonides. If everything is rationalism, if indeed the only people that are saved, so to speak, are those who rationally appreciate the truth, then what about the unwashed masses? Notice the disdain, the elitism in both of their positions, the disdain for human beings, for common human beings. Luzzatto speaks from the heart and addresses the constituency. In addition to being the head of a rabbinical seminary, he was also a rabbi. And being a rabbi tending to his flock, so to speak, he understood precisely and distinctly the need to address human beings as a whole. The issue, therefore, is that morality based upon rational calculation, either in the form of John Stuart Mill or in the form of Kant or in the form of Aristotle or any of these attempts, clearly do not provide us a context for doing the right thing and will not ultimately succeed in transforming the world into a good place. Only compassion, only love, and only altruism can save Judaism and can save Western culture as a whole. Luzzatto also has a legacy. We will come back to that legacy in the romantic stream in Zionist thought, in such thinkers as Abraham Cook and Franz Rosenzweig. But clearly, we have here, for the first time in the history of modern Jewish thought, at least in terms of our course, a rejectionist approach against the rationalism, against the rational opening, against the integration of Judaism with Western culture. To stand alone, To be an oppositional force is the nature of what it means to be a Jew. And this was the articulation of Samuel David Luzzatto in the middle of the 19th century.